Parshas Kitsitsa, there's the Parsha of the Lucha Chet Egel, but I want to focus more on the Luchas and the Shviras of Luchas. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to write Luchas, and then Moshe Rabbeinu on his own broke the Luchas, and on that it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Hoydalei. So the whole, the Pashto Pshat is, it was, Klai Yisrael wasn't deserving anymore of the Luchas, and it was an embarrassment, Kilo, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he would now have Luchas in a place that's not worthy, in a place that did Averis, and Bemela, that's why he broke it. But the problem is, that's what the way Rashi explains it, Ma Pesach Shechnu and Mitzvahs, Kol Yisrael Mishumodim Vet Nenalei, and an Akum not taking part of Korban Pesach is a covered Inyan. It's not royal that an Akum should take care of something which should partake in something which should have the Kaisal. So Kaisal also, they did Averis, they were Mumalakot, they were cool, they didn't deserve it. But you see in the end of the Torah it says, Leine Kaisal, Ashashibarta, Yashakoyach Shashibarta. In other words, Shviras HaLuchas is one of the primary milas of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gvurois is that he was able to break the Luchos. And Etzim Shvira, if it was just an Inyan of they weren't Roy anymore, he took it away, so fine. But the fact that this is a mice of Moshe Rabbeinu is something that by Sois does a Pulach Yuvis in it. So we have to understand what is the Pulach Yuvis of the Shviras HaLuchos. Chazal say that Hizoru bezokin Shashachach Talmudai, because, and you learn it out from Shivei Luchos Munachim with the Luchos together in the Aron. So over there also it seems to be it's only a Bedi'evet. In other words, certainly a Zokin that Shachach Talmudai is inferior. He's only somebody who has, he's a Talmud Chacham Emeritus, he's someone who has been a Talmud Chacham, but you shouldn't embarrass him, it's like the way you goin is Kisvei Kodesh. But you're not goin is Kisvei Kodesh in the Orem. In other words, if somebody has Seamus, if somebody has a Sefer Torah, that's worn out. So a person has to take it and bury it, because that's Bekovetic. But it's certainly not something which a person should keep in the Orem. It's not as good as the old one. It's something which deserves not to be humiliated. But the mashmos here is it has in itself a mila like the original ones, and therefore it has a mokum in the Aron also, which needs to be understood in the Zokin Shashachach Talmudai, where is there a metzias of mila. It's a metzias kilo respecting for the learning that was once his. But the fact that it's munach together with it means that it's the same. It has in itself a tzad mila as big, different, but as big as a regular Talmud Chacham, and that needs a hesper to what that is. The Sfasemis is over here, B'chlau, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be chaykik on the Luchos. We're not talking about writing it down, we shouldn't forget. For that, you have the Torah. Moshe went up and he brought down the Torah, Ksuva, and Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated, Moshe wrote. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, we heard it with Pi'at Dibur. There was no bigger galus than that. For Deiris to come, we're going to have the written Torah, and that's the record of it, and that's where we have it from. What's the union of being chaykik the luchos evit? And again, it says this was ksav lekim, this was ksav of the Moshe, but there's an etzva lekim. This is the mice of Moshe. The etzim, it was another oifin of gilui that was in Luchos, different than when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Aseres HaDibros, and different than when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, than when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down. One more nekuda about the Shvira. It says, the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that the Shviras HaLuchos was an inyan of, just like when a person, he said like this, is the Luchos and the Ksav on the Luchos are a guf and a neshama. And just like when there's a ptira, the guf is nifach to neshama, so too the oisis were parchu when at the chait. And just like the guf, when the neshama is gone, the guf has in itself a din of kavura, a din of gniza. So b'meila, over here also, the shviras haluchos was a p'china of kavura. That's the way Mechai explains it. It needs to be understood the mashal, the nimshal. The pashta nimshal is that the reason why you have kavura and a guf is because it's a bizayin. A person who was alive and intelligent and acted and so on, l'aleinu, when his neshama b'apol leaves him, there's a shmata left, and it's not kavod. That's the dinyan of kavod ameis, that it's a terrible bizayin when a person is mutal like a guf, like a doimim, and b'meila we bury him to take away that embarrassment. Mashenki about a luchas means luchas is an evan. It's an evan. I guess once upon a time this. So they should have been going as the luchos. They should have buried the luchos so that out of sight, nobody would see it. The shviras haluchos and the fact that you now have pieces that you put into Aaron, where is that connected kavur in the guf? Kavur is pasnish, there should be enough kavur and it doesn't need it. And what's the tzushlot in your kavura? So let's take a look. There's a goyin over here. The goyin is in two places. The goyin says it in Imenoyem and Brachis on the Gemara of Zokin, and he says it in Shashirim, he adds and compliments the Inyan. So let's see first the Inyan in Brachis that he says. On Melamet Shetofes Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Bigdoi Ka'odam HaTofes Raveri. The Goyin says it on the Pasuk Hanichali V'Achalim Kerega, that Moshe Rabbeinu should let go of him. K'moshe like somebody that grabs on a beged. So he says, what's the Moshe Chazal? Chas V'Shalom that it's Kipshuta, obviously. So the Goyin says that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Akdama, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kairei Shmoy Olav is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two luchos were the luchos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B'meili says as long as the luchos were in Klai Yisrael's hands, he couldn't destroy them because they had a piece Kaviyoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says a mashal, and he says, therefore, even though the oisis were pereach, but since the shvarim akayomim were still holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is caught with us. Let's try to explain it a little bit, because this is the, I'm going to go back to the mashal that he gives, and we'll be marachiv a little bit on it. But when a person buys something, normally, so the chayfetz goes from reshus to reshus, and that's it. It leaves the other person's shus. It's no longer Reuven's chayfetz, it's Shimon's chayfetz. That's darkei akinyan of the world. On the Yikholi Truma, it says that darkei shel olam is that when you sell something, it's gone from you. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm still with it. That's why it says, V'yikholi Truma, they should take me as a Truma. And a muscle with a melech that had a bas, that he said, I can't leave her and make me kitanachas. That was the mashal for the Mishkan. The Goyen says, the mashal is to kinyane ishus. When a person gives a woman a pruta, so the kinyan that's chal with the pruta is in the isha herself. It's not the pshat that the chayfet's past went now from the man to the woman, that's it. There's now a kinyan, the woman has a kinyan, a zika to the baal, that without get, it doesn't get lost. There's no way it can be broken, even if you give back the chayfetz itself. So sometimes the chayfetz itself is the kinyan. Sometimes the chayfetz itself is the pshat, it's a hechetimtza for a tfisa and an achiza in the guf, in the guf of Adam. So in kinyanik ktushin, the pruta that he gives her, she's kind of not only the pruta, she's kind of the baal with it. She has a chelek of the baal with it. So that type of kinyan, so we have kinyanim of chayshim mishpat, and those kinyanim are kinyanim chfeitzim, where adrava, the kinyan is the stalkus of the baalus, and then we have kinyanim of Eben Ezra, where the kinyan is the chetimtza to have a piece of the baal with it. And that's the mashal that Chazal say, a melech that had a bas yechida, and he said, I can't leave her, so asele kitanachas. It means that the kinyan in the bas is a kinyan in the melech as well. The bas carries in her a chelek in the melech, and the melech being kain in the bas is a kinyan in the melech itself. That's the mashal Chazal. If you want to call it so even to Chashmishta Kinyan, we spoke about the Inyan of Eslan Zayna, that as long as it's still the original Chayfetz, it has the Shem, it's the original Kinyan is on it. The mice is still on it until the Chayfetz is not destroyed. It's not only that you have the Chayfetz with it, you have the person that it came with as well, and the Mela, it's Mos Legovoya. So we have a new type of Kinyan that's called a Kinyan of the Etzem Chayfetz itself, the Metzias itself, of the person in it. Even the Goyen says, when the Chayfetz is gone that provided, without a Pruta, I can't make Kedushin. Without a Pruta, I can't be Makna myself. Once I give a Pruta, though, and there's a Kinyan of myself, it's still part and parcel of it, no matter what. So the Luchais are Ke'ilu, the Metzias of Ishus, they're the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. And even after the words on it are gone, the cheftz itself is still gone. And that's what the Goyen says, feitzim that are associated with the Kadosh Baruch Hu have Shem Hashem on it, like Malachim, like other Inyanim. And b'meila, when the ksav is gone, the cheftz remains. The Goyen in Shir Hashirim, in his Pirush in Shir Hashirim, adds a mekuda in a different world. It says Hanitzanim Niru Ba'aretz. We saw the Melech says the sprouts have already peaked above ground. They've already began to sprout. The seeds have begun to sprout. So the Goyen says Ha'inyani says Ki Machmas Shehaavos Munachim Ba'aretz, because the Avos HaKadoshim are buried in the ground, Nuchal Liskeis B'Schuson, we could be Zeichen Der Schus. If their goof would not be buried, we could never be zeicher with it. Because of the kedoshim that are buried, v'cheini says the goyin, ha'inyan beluchas or ishoinim v'ashniim tlayas simchis ol kiyim kipurim yavshas v'lochashniim shekivim shem gnuzim ba'aretz letishachach ha'idus. The mile of the Eluchas are that since the gun is in the ground, the Eidus can't be forgotten. So the Goyen says over here that there's a Metzias in the world of you could be Taimin something and you still have remains of that Metzias. In other words, everything has two layers. You have the chelik that communicates. You have the chelik that does the pula, and then you have the shirayim that don't disappear. So just like if you're mekadosh isha, you have to start with kedushin. You have to start with a pruta, and the pruta is what causes the rest of the ishas to be nimshach. The person comes along with the pruta. But once you have a piece of the person, once there's issues, even if you machala the pruta, then the issues remains. The same thing also with the k'doshim ashabaretz, the tzaddikim. Had they not lived in this world, we wouldn't have them. Had they lived in this world and there'd be no inyan of kvura, then we couldn't have a kesh with them after the misa. After the misa, they're gone. There's loyo koyor de duma. Those who are silent, those who are not medabrim, those who are not part of the chiz of the world, don't have a kesher to the world, and we wouldn't have it, except for the fact that there's a din of geniza and kvura, and that gives us that chelik. And then we have the luchas, that the luchas are a chelik of the luchas are. Evan with ksav. Without the ksav, two avonim are worthless. There are no avonim that are kodesh mitzaratzmo. But the ksav on it is what made it kodesh. The Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke through the lucas. But even after the ksav is gone, even if this is a perchus, the luchas, the shivei luchas, still have a metzias, and there's a remnant of kaviyochel Kodesh Baruch Hu with it. That's the metzias of shivei luchas. So you have here a mahalach and a bria, which we'll call that you have the way in which something expresses itself, the way it's miskasha with the world, and that's the chitzonius, that's the ksiva and the luchas, it's the maisa kinyan of the ktushin, and it's the pa'ulas and the koyach hadibur of the tzaddikim of Davis. And then you have shirayim, which are left over, and that still retains the original koyach. I don't mean b'mayach, but the people in halacha, you have this metzias a lot of times. For an Erev, you need X amount of seudas. It's enough if you have a gezayas left. But there are a lot of vinyanim in kachim where tchila has to be one shear, but for shirayim, whatever's if you started with the right shear, even if you're left over with a very small shear, then it's good. So there's two mahalchim. The original mahalach needs a full-blown metzias, and then the shirayim that you're left with is even good, a minimal chelik. The Rabbi Abachaya says that the reason that the it says v'leshase edyam aleihem, they didn't put the garments on, they didn't put the jewelry on them after the Chet Eigel. So Rabbi Abachaya says it's the begodim that had on itself the bris. The tipos dam of the bris. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, there's a whole parasha that they went up, they were makriv karbonis, and they took minagonis, and there was zayrik on it. It's a parasha that's kimat not learned. It's a parasha that lemaisa is one of the peulis. Vayikach seifa bris. It's a whole parasha. Vayishlach Hashem. First of all, it says Moshe went up and got the Torah. And then they said Nasa, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adom Vayasim Bagones, Chatzi Adom Zok Mizbeach, made Zrika on the blood, Vayikach Seif HaBris, Vayikach Bozneom, and they said Kol Shalim Hashem Nasa Nishma, and then he poured on them, and he said, Vayime Hine Dam HaBris, Asher Koras Hashem Mochem HaKol Dvar Meilu. So the pe'ula of the Maisa of Matan Torah had in itself a chelik that's the etzem taira, what they learned, and that he brought down, and then you have a chelik that is ki'ilu a bris. A krisas bris is the following. A krisas bris means you take an object, you cut it in half and give the person half the object, and I keep half the object, but the chefetz itself is there only to give over the person. If I'm curious a bris with somebody, it's not the pshat that the behemoth we are curious bris on is significant. If I care, I have this person's loyalty forever. This person, whatever it is that we agreed on, whatever the tsura the bris is, the suin is called a bris, the enisha kareses bris, al misha isa sakli, there is a nyanim of bris means I have the person himself, he's my friend forever. She's my wife forever. Those are inyanim of bris. So in Torah itself, two inyanim were given. There was the ksav, the things that were there, and then there was the etzem mitzias of it being a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave himself with the Torah. There was a piece of self that was given with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's called Sefer Bris. That's why that was the jewelry they wore at Har Sinai, and with the Chet Egel they have to take off those begadim. That's the pshat why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choykik. What Hashemus asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choykik the luchos in Avonim, and we asked Mimanefshach to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it us b'kolei agadol in a way that shook the world and left no suffix whatsoever. On the other hand, for the information, Chaboy, we have it written on the Torah. What is the... The Teretz is bris was the luchais are called luchais abris. The luchais was the metzias where you have a chakika that a ksiva, and after the ksiva, it still remains kosher somewhat. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's luchais, and the meila the bris is it reflects itself a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving himself along with it. And if you start with luchais that have ksiva on it, even after the ksiva is gone, the shivri luchas still remain. In the same Gemara that it says that hizaru bekvedish lacham, it's a maima of Rebbe Yudah Seira, and he says three inyanim together. The three inyanim don't seem to have anything to do with each other. One of the other inyanim is hizaru bevridin. That means when you shecht an animal, you should shecht it completely, because all the blood should go out. And then it says also Yisaru to be with a tzibur, but the one that's strikingly different is the Yisaru b'vidin, and it says Yisaru b'zokin sheshachar talmudai. The vidin means like this. The Torah asked to eat a balchayim kolod is chai, and the Torah gave a mitzvah of shchita, so that the balchayim's chiyus is nifsak. Shchita is cutting the kana and veshet, which are the two mekaris of chiyus, and cutting that kills the animal. Off he did. There's another inyan that you're not allowed to eat chiyus. It says ki adamu anefesh. The nefesh is the dam, and b'meila it's a secondary oifin of eating the chiyus of a balchai. So to eat a balchai as he is evim minachai. And that shchita is the tikkun, and then there's a deeper inyan. Even after the outside chiyus is gone, there's a damu nefesh. The dam is the be'etzem nefesh, and b'meila you have to cut the vidin in a way that you take out the dam atamtzis as well. In the ma'isa shchita, you need to go not only after the chitzayistik chiyus, but the lachluchis of chiyus that's still in the balchai. So that's the same thing with Yizaru b'talmid chacham sheshachar talmudai, that sheshiv luchos melachim luchos is talking about the Torah itself has two inyanim. There's the etzem inyan that's written, and then there is the fact that the avonim became chokuk with the inyan itself. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chavis, the Goyans, Talmud, the big Bala Mesira of the Goyans, Yanim, says that Chokuk b'shnei Evarav, that the Luchos came out back through and through, and they were the same on both sides. He says the following knach in it. When you hollow out something, it obviously is reversed on the other side. The reason for that is because what remains on the luchos is not what the person wrote, but what the person heard. Lamashal, let's say a person is angry at a Talmud, and he wants to be mochiach him, and he tells him, you did this and this and this terribly wrong. The message being, you have to do tshuva, you have to do what's right. If the Talmud Lamash is upset by it, the person I'm giving the chokhmah to is upset, he gets angry and he rebels. So adarabba, it causes him to react, to be boyet and everything, to be called for hakol. In other words, when my words landed on the one who was mushba, it's not me that landed there. The words themselves can have a counter effect. The person says, if so, I'll do this, I'll do that, whatever, just like it says, Shuvu banim shevavim chutz mi Elisha ben Avuya. And Elisha ben Avuya took that to mean that there's no hope for tshuva, even though the intent was the opposite. So whenever you mashpi on something, whenever you write on something, the teichen that you get is really kosher to the chaymer of the chayfetz, and it could be the opposite. The exception is, it says, Dvarim ayyotim na lev nechasim na lev. those inyanim that came out mitzad the penimius shaboy, not mitzad what I said, but mitzad the way I felt, that strikes the other person the same exact way that I said it. So anything that comes from teichin goes through exactly the way I said it. That's the pshat. When the luchas avanim were inscribed, the outside, the inscription itself, not only the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words come down a certain way, that metzias became a part of the Evan itself. It's not the pshat that Evan had its own metzias and reacted to the words, but the words themselves became a chelek of the metzias of the luchos. And that's why even after you break the luchos and there's no ksav left, or even they broke it because of no ksav, or the break itself breaks up the ksav, but since the etzem cheftz of davanim became a chefza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'meila it retains some of that kaya. So we have in the nyanim of the Bria, you have the same mahalach in a whole bunch of places. By Chet Adam Arishin was Chayta, and Misa was Nigzalav. In the Misa that was Nigzalav, there was something left over from his Metzias. It says there's a Luz, or whatever it is, that's left an Evan, because the fact that there's Kvura, the fact that there's a din of Kvura means that we leave over some sort of nekuda was there before. Something remains over there, and anything can be built on top of that. That was the mahalach by the Chet HaEgel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Luchos Avanim. In the Luchos Avanim itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Luchos themselves retained some of that metzias, and then it even when it broke, still remains that metzias that lachluchis. The Chor Meis Hamikdash, there's the Kais Maravet Zaza. All those inyanim are inyanim where, since the Etzem Chayma received some sort of metzias from the original, it retains it, and that becomes what you could be mischabed to. Even after the interface is gone, even after the interface of the person as a medaber is gone, or the ksiva and the luchos, still everything else remains. That's this mahalach of luchos and shviras haluchos. There's we say in davening yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki eved nema karosloi kol tefes b'shem satoloi melufer hal sinai shnechus vanev yodei chosim shabbos chayin kosim zor secha. The hakdama is so out of sync to what we're trying to say. I mean, the etzem inyan is the parasha. A lot of times, you have a tzur of tefillah, the moshe tefillah is musaf. We want to say that the lashonis, the karbon is musaf. So we give akdama that, unfortunately, we used to bring a karb musaf, and that was the high point of yontiv. We don't have it anymore. Mitzvah Shem, we should get back to again, and we'll be able to bring the karbonis the way you say. That's the way the nusach is. At night, you say, the introduction to Vayechulu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadosh Shem HaShvi, and it's a Chemdas Yomim, and this is the way the Torah says it. So that Akdama is perfect to the Teichen of it. And the Teichen is Vayechulu HaShemayim Varetz, and so on. Sachakul Shabbos in the morning, we're trying to say V'shom Neisos HaShabbos. The Tziva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Luchos of Shmir HaShabbos. So a whole Akdama about Moshe Rabbeinu's splendor going up to Sinai. It's not a tefillah about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not dealing with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's dealing with Shabbos. So my nezer etzal zeh. The whole mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Sachaka, you're trying to say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavet us about Shabbos. So say, what's the whole akdama? The teretz is each one of the tefillahs is connected to a different bechina of Shabbos. And the laila is connected Shabbos Breishis that it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and the Etzem Zikaron of Shabbos. The last Shabbos by Mincha, it says, is Keneged Lasid Lovay, Yom Shekuli Shabbos Nuchachay Olamin. The middle one is Keneged Shabbos of Matan Torah. Torah was nitta b'Shabbos, and so you have three Shabbos: Shabbos of Breishis, and that's Vaychulu; Shabbos of Losed Lovay, that's Yom Shekuli Shabbos of Nucha, that's Ata Echad v'Shemach Echad, that's good. And then you have Shabbos Matan Torah. True, Kula Alma is made that the Torah is in the b'Shabbos, and that's why there's a Shabbos Matan Torah. But what's the Rebusa Mitzad in Yonei Shabbos that it was given at Matan Torah? What's the chiddush of Shabbos at Matan Torah? Because Shabbos, where is it different than Shabbos Beishis and so on? The Torah says those in Yonim, the Shmira Shabbos of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yismach Moshe Matnas Chelkei is the matana, the nesina of Inyanim on Har Sinai, were like it says in Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave himself together with the Chayfetz. It's Shabbos is Echad Mishmois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chokuk on Luchos means that Shabbos itself now becomes part of the Etzem Metzius of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos itself becomes a chelik of Nishmas Yisrael. Anything that's chokuk on the Luchos Avonim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was married, even after he breaks it, even after the Ksav is gone, there's still a teichn of it. So Shabbos of Breishis, of Hashem Yisrael Shabbos L'Deiroisam, the pasuk is a haftocha that Shabbos became part of the Atzmis Klal Yisrael. That's why it's a bris olam L'Deiroisam. The Shabbos that has in itself the nitzchis tikkun Shabbos in this world is because there's a gniza of Shabbos somewhere before. Let's take it over to an inyan minyanenu. There's a Rav Hutner writes that in you find two, he says two descriptions of what Torah is. One of how, or better, how Torah affects a person. One inyan is the Mesillas Yesharim's Braisa. Torah mevil de zehiras, yos de zrizus, rizus, and so on and so forth. That's a sichlistic inyan, where step one leads to step two, leads to step three, to step four, v'chein halach. That is the mahalach of Torah as a mahalach mitzad the word shaboy, mitzad the milim shaboy. That's one inyan. The second inyan of Torah is the inyan that's absorbed inside the Torah itself. The part that even afterwards it says hamoyer shabatayr machzir lemutav, that even if a person is learning and he's not holding by bimekayim Torah, zaloi oisi ozu v'stasish hamoyer shabachzir lemutav. There's an inyan of moyer shabehend that's machzir lemutav, and that's not the seichel digemahalav. And I put the rights that it's negiah to two inyanim. It's marchev, it's dibur, in a very, very teichon de ketsura, that there's inyanim that are above a person. A person can reach a darga that he's not holding because even if it's above him, but he has a feel for it. Just like sometimes, just like Dvaran Chosan Leib, the things that I'm not holding there yet, but I feel I can reach it. That's mikoyach, the gniz of Torah. It's mikoyach, not the open part of Torah, because it says in halacha you don't have to do it. You're potter. But mitzad the toichen shabbat, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's gunas in it. That's there. Meidach gisa, there are things that people are dosh by kevav, that a person, he doesn't pay attention to them. So a lot of minor things, if a person is a Ben Torah, his midas are different, his anhagas are different, his edelkeit, the tsuras are dibur, 1,001 small pratim that it's hard, the person doesn't pay attention, he's dosh by kevav, that also becomes affected through moir. So he says there's two things. Things that are above the person, beyond what he's holding, with the moir shabay attains, and things that are ki'ilu too small or get lost in the cracks, that's the second thing that a person attains. And he puts it in the pasuk nechmode mizov mipaz rov, and then this other pasuk avdu chashomrim ekev rov. That's the way he explains it. It's mayrech with tremendous arichas there. But when a person is learning, So the years a person spends in yeshiva, so the first to'elos we look at is, what do you know after it? How much did you learn? What did you know? And what's the bottom line of it? What are you mekayim? What halachas did you come up with? And so on. That's the oisis in Torah. And that chelek certainly is the primary chelek. That's the person to pay attention to. But shikha is chal in every way. Besides forgetting actually what we learn, there's also the zman itself takes a toll. The same erosion of shikha on a person's yediya of facts, shikha is also, like the Rambam says, it's the havle azman. It's the process of time erodes also personal commitment and doing and so on and so forth. And if Torah was only pashut what we were told to do and what we know, then basically at some point we'd end up being shivir luchas, and that's the end of it. Torah is the pshat. It's ksuvim be'etzbeli kim. It's chokuk b'shtei luchos avonim, means that besides the words on top of it, the stone itself changed. Torah is an neshama with a guf. And when a person sits and learns, as long as a person is learning seriously, with minimal kedusha, tayir, and achanas aleiv, then whatever he's holding, besides what the person gains in the kepshutai, the person gets also the moyer shabai as well. The moyer shabai of tayir becomes nivla in the person. And in tayir there's two halakim, just like in a person there's an isham and a guf, and it affects a person on both levels. There's what a person is mekayim, and then there's the inyanim that became part of him, and that's something that even after Sheshokach Talmudai, it's there. Zokin Sheshokach Talmudo, it's not the pshat, it's not only the pshat, no, he's Rachmanis, he once did learn a lot, he forgot it through no fault of his own, so let's please pretend the game of the person, of a person who was once chashiv. That wouldn't put him in the luchas together in the yard together with the luchas. One is Torah, and one deserves a makom kavod. You'd bury it just like a nifty. You'd bury it. There's a limud that the zokin that hasn't forgotten his Torah yet teaches us the Torah that he can say. The zokin that shochach talmudah teaches the moir shabbat Torah. When a person sees a person that was a talmud chacham, and even after the Torah is gone, in his evarim and in his hanhaga and the whole metzias of the person, there's still a chasemis of the Torah, then he's the Rebbe for Moyer Shabbat Torah. He's the Rebbe to see, as long as the oisis are there, then we don't get a sense of the luchis, because we see the oisis, it says so. But when the oisis are broken and gone, and still we see the oyer in this, there's a halo of oyer on the avonim, that's the Rebbe for Moyer Shabbat Torah. So in the Oren we have two inyanim. We have the luchas with the ksiva, and that teaches us Torah kipshutai, and you have the shivei luchas which teaches us the moir shabbatayra. And a person should know it. Those inyanim, a person's life is long, and even if he's a yeshiva holim, there's a mahalach of chayim, of hevli azmanim, and so on, that takes its toll on everybody. Those in Yonim that the person is totally on the fact that he knows Kipshutai and he's been told to do and he can be Mekayim, and all those in Yonim can get eroded with time. In as much as a person stones of Tzum Nafshi is the Torah, and as much as a person understood that besides the words, there's a Moir Shebehen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you take me along with it. That's not the pshat. You got only a Torah, and the intellectual aspect of Torah is what you have. But there's a shtick, a likus in the Torah. There's a part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yikhli with the Torah. That if a person learns it, just knowing it and wearing it, that becomes part of his metzias as well. When the akdama to Torah is yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki eved nema karosaloi. Where Moshe Rabbeinu absorbed in himself a matnas chelkoi, then the inyanim of Torah become beinu vein sol oisi la oilam. It becomes a shmir la deiris, anything that where a person absorbs the neshama of Torah, that becomes his mitzias, and even no matter what the chitzoni is, no matter what he rose in chalma chitzoni is, that chelik stays with him, and that genizes becomes the moir shaboy that eventually is machzir lemuta.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Is that what the union of Elisha Acher, that even though that he went off,
yeah,
he still retained
yeah.
Some element of
that's right, but that's a very good.